If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. You know what is real? The Italy Leadership Conference next week, where I'm either going to be promoted or somehow bring down this entire establishment. Either way, it'll set me up perfectly for a TED Talk. And I've got the ideal closing photo of a baby crawling through the bars of a lion's den, and I'm going to throw that on screen and whisper, because we're all still learning. And then literally bathe in applause. But listen to me saying interesting things when we know that's not what you signed up for. Sit back and enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King.
Buddy, what was the time frame in that?
4 years and 4 weeks ago? Was that?
Yeah, sure. You're doing great. Keep going.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. Oh, you know me. I'm bad with numbers. Anyway, some amount of time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face.
Arnold, well, not in the Vermilion Minotaur. That was destroyed at the end of season two when I spoke a secret name that sent down a hellfire rain.
Yeah, buddy, we stopped in the Immortal Roach. It's a bit of a dive bar. Do you have those on Earth?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of dive bars on Earth. Bar Louie.
So just one.
It's nice because you don't see a lot of dive bars in Foon, and it's nice because they just have that nice big pool in the middle.
You can literally dive into a pool here?
Yeah, you get too hot, you go for a dive.
Why else would it be called a dive bar?
I thought it just meant that it's kind of shitty.
No, then I'd call it a shitty bar.
Oh, okay.
Although a lot of customers here do wear shit kickers.
What are those?
Boots that you kick shit with. Arnie, what is wrong with you today?
I'm sorry. I've just been working so hard. Sometimes I mess up the opening part of the show. But anyway, we can move past that. Everything is good. Nothing to worry about. I am joined, as always, by my co-hosts and collaborators, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Room of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow. manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangjes, and I am known in the northeast as the official magician and Gaswanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. I do not know yet, for if I did I choose to speak one of these names aloud, most assuredly, your very nostrils would grow so large that an entire apple would fit in there.
Usidor, what tense is spake? Is that future tense?
It's expectant past tense.
Expectant past tense. Okay.
Yes.
Writing this down.
Yes. If I spoke, it's regular past tense. But if I spake, it's expectant past tense.
So if I am going to travel, it's called trake. No, it's called trevake. Wait, hold on.
Well, if you traveled, that's past tense.
Yes.
But if you traveled,
ooh,
expectant past tense.
Writing
How
this
can
down.
You be expecting something in the past?
Exactly, Arnie. You've cracked the very code. For if your mind is allowed to wander into such a strange area where two opposing forces are so clearly against one another, expecting something in the past, why, most assuredly, solving this riddle will solve the riddle of the meaning of life.
Okay, anyway, my other co-host, Chunt. Hey, Chunt, what's up with this guy, am I right?
What did I do?
It's so weird, I'm usually introduced first. Hello, I'm Chunt, the badger slash shapeshifter. Thank you for having me on as always, Arnie.
So, what have we been doing lately?
Oh, you know, we just put Queen Trachea Aurelia and King Tomblaine on the throne. Now they rule together as twin regents, which is wonderful that they've resolved their issues. And of course, let's see what else.
Oh, and we've been, we went through that magical forest that this bar is actually resting in, right? The immortal roach is in this magical forest because, Arnie, David Allen McKenzie opened up several portals around Foon, and we're looking for the Scattered.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's the name I gave to him.
The Scattered. We must find these evil miscreants before too long.
So we're going through the woods looking for scat, is what you're saying?
Well, that's a way to,
Chunt, can I just say, I was worried about Arnie, but that seems right back in form.
Yeah, buddy. Dead on. Nailed it.
Chunt, what's up with this guy, seriously?
You're pointing at me.
Oh, wait. Yo, you're Chunt.
What?
Sorry. Yeah. Never mind. Oh, been so busy. So tired.
Of course. As we are traveling through this magical forest, I must share a secret with you. Arnie, did you book a guest this week for the show?
Was that my job?
Yeah, usually you book the guest, but I have a guest for you. If you don't have one, it's not a problem.
So what would have happened if I did have one?
Well, sir, correct me if I'm wrong. If you would have booked a Gaust, that would have been a, what's the future?
Expectant past tense.
Expectant future tense would be if you... I don't.
So, wait, in that tense, would that mean I booked a guest for 7 episodes ago?
Exactly. You would have booked a guest in the future to appear 7 episodes ago, so we would have to form a time rift and bring that guest back in time.
Tenet.
What?
Well, anyway, I was traveling through the mystical forest when I did stumble upon something I saw hanging in a tree, a glint of light in the distance. Oh, how I did choose to approach this light. And before I knew it, what I was not seeing was not a light at all, but the reflection of light.
Oh, good. I thought this is going to turn religious. Whew. Thank God it says, I thought my friends were freaking out.
It's got to seem inevitable with this guy, right, Chunt? I mean, come on.
I saw a reflection of light, and I looked up to the skies, and I thought, have I heard the good word yet? Must I pray and think of the goddesses? No. But then I turned back to the mirror, and the mirror, it spake to me.
Hmm. As long as you don't have a pamphlet for me, I'm good, buddy. Thank you for booking a guest.
So I found this magic mirror in the forest, and I think the magic mirror would make a wonderful guest. What do you say, Arnold?
Mirror, wow. Well, where is it? Is it under that,
Oh, right here.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello. Three gentlemen, nice to see you.
Oh,
how
nice
are you?
To see you.
Nice
Hi.
To see you.
I'm Mira. Mira.
Wow.
M-I-R-A, Mira.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said, I think you messed up. You said you booked a magic mirror, but Clearly you booked a very handsome badger.
Oh, no, I'm looking at you. That's what happens when I look at you. You see yourself reflected in me.
This is so
I wish you could see my personality, but instead you see yourself reflected in me because I'm a mirror. You understand?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's how they work.
Okay. Yes, thank you. I'm so sorry. And tell us about yourself so that we can get to know your who you really are, since we all see ourselves in you.
Well, first of all, no one's really asked me that before, so thank you. I'm kind of discovering who I am, you know? Oh. I'm on a journey. It's my first time on my own. For years, my whole entire life, actually, I've been working for the Queen. You may have heard of her. She's very evil, quite mean, but also very pretty, I've got to be honest. So I've been working for her. And just every day kind of telling her, like, you're the fairest, you're the perfect person, like, you're the best person in the world, and everybody loves you, and nobody's more beautiful. And after a while, I felt like I was just lying, number one,
Did you say it in that tone? Because I could tell you were being sarcastic.
Oh, you could tell? Oh, my. That might be why she got so angry with me. It started it all one day when I said to her, oh, yeah, you're the fairest. And she was like, what was that? And I was like, I was just telling you. You look lovely today. Your hair looks nice. I mean, it looks quite the same every day. Yeah, she did get a little mad, and she told me it sounded false. And I was like, okay, whatever. But I'm getting a little tired of this job. So I quit.
Oh, that's good. Yes. And now you're setting off on your own.
Yes, and that's when you stumbled upon me when I was on my journey to find myself in the middle of the forest.
Can I just say that's so... One, congratulations for quitting. I know that's so hard to do sometimes, especially with an evil, powerful witch who's very pretty. Pretty people get away with whatever they want.
They really do.
And two, I think it's so nice that you're, carving out some time to reflect. Did you get some time to reflect?
I don't know if you're trying to do a play with words when you talk to me like that,
but yeah,
it's really good. It's really good. I'm impressed.
Oh, good.
I did take a little time to reflect. I looked at my friend, who's also a mirror, and I said, oh, that's me, looking at you, looking at me. And he was like, what are you doing? Just get out of here. Just run. The Queen is mad.
I'm sorry. A point of clarification.
Oh, no.
This evil Queen, she had multiple magic mirrors?
Oh, she has lots of magic mirrors. I'm her favorite, of course. Because, I mean, well, look at me. I'm quite ornate, you know.
Beautiful mirror.
Thank you. Wow, this feels lovely. I do understand now why she wanted me to tell her every day how beautiful she was. Because when you tell me that, I feel great.
And I'm so sorry. Should we call you Mirror Mirror or Nate?
Oh, no. It's Mira, M-I-R-A. Mirror. Mirror is my last name. Mira is my first.
Ooh.
Ornate is what I am, you know?
I see.
Gold and beautiful and ornate. You're quite funny with your words.
So there's so many different kings and queens in Foon. I'm wondering if we've met this evil queen before. Do you know her name?
You know, I don't, because what I usually do is just tell her, hi, pretty. And she says, hello. And so and I'm like, hello, you, because I don't think she needs me to know her name. It's probably like Isidore, Elsinore, something evil sounding, but pretty. Old-timey a little bit.
Oh, can I just say, I did that with Arnie for the first few months I knew him. I was like, hey, big guy. Hey, buddy. Champ, do you want a drink?
Oh, yes. It's always such a strange feeling. You're like, do I need to know your name? Do I need to call you by a certain thing? Or can I just say anything at you and you'll respond? And usually that works.
Yeah, I try and do a thing where after a few months of me doing that, I finally roped in Usador and I was like, hey, big guy, this is my friend Usador. And then I shut up and I wait for him to say his name.
Isn't that the best? It's a little trick you can play. You can play it at a party. You just say, my friend Usador wants to meet you. And then they say, what's your name again? And then you get to know it.
Or I'll get drunk and I'll say, on three, let's scream our own names. One, two, three. And then I pretend like I forgot to scream mine and I just listen for theirs.
Oh, I love that.
Very smart.
I kind of never learn anybody's name. I find it's kind of enough to just kind of like point at them and go, you. And if you seem excited enough, it always seems to work.
People just want recognition. That's very normal. Actually, Ani didn't fall for Chunt's trick, so I had to cast a spell where Ani would tell me the truth, and I asked him his name while he was under this spell, and then I cast another spell that sent his name back through time. So if you actually listen to the early episodes of the show, it sounds like we knew his name the whole time.
Oh, so you spake his name. Is that what you did? You spake it into the... Yes. Past, the expectant past. Is that what you were saying before?
Yes, exactly. That was an expectant imperfect future.
Oh.
Tense, where I actually altered the future, the past, with my knowledge from the future.
So you're saving up these names in the past in some kind of spake bank?
Get these motherfucking spakes off this motherfucking podcast, Arnie. I'm not going to tell you again. Mira, I can't tell, so I'm just going to come out and ask, are you ambulatory? When you said you ran away, are you able to move on your own accord, or do you have to wait for someone to move you?
All right. This is quite awkward, but I have a friend who is also a haunted piece of furniture. It's a carpet, a magic carpet, right? Wow. Have you heard of this? So he's from far away. He just flies all over the place. He flies with his little prince and the princess, and he shows them the world and whatnot.
Wow. He can show them the world?
He can show them the world. He can show them everything. Shining, shimmering, splendid, all of that.
Indescribable feelings.
Indescribable feelings. It's really quite magical, because I went on it and I was like, okay, I get it now. If I was on this ride with someone else, I would also fall in love, you know? So he picked me up. It was quite lovely. Ooh. He picked me up. He said, I can tell you're ready to go. And I said, yes, I've got to get out of here. It's time for me to discover who I am. And so he flew me. But then here's the kicker. He got tired. Okay. And so he dropped me off in the woods. And that's where Usador found me.
Wow.
Because he dropped me in the woods, and then I was just in the tree, sparkling, glinting in the sunlight.
Well, can I just say I'm so glad you're not cracked. I mean, I don't know your relationship with the carpet now, but that's a shitty relationship.
If e'er I come across this flying carpet, I shall most assuredly use my great magical powers to destroy it on your behalf.
I hope you do. That would be nice for me. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
He was really quite rude. But, you know, I don't blame him. He's been through a lot. He's got a past. You know, we all do. Oh. And so I'm learning through my journey that everyone's coming from a place of insecurity and drama and trauma, really. So you've just got to accept that and just let them be, you know. So even though I was dropped in the woods with nowhere to go and I was quite scared and cold, I understood him, you know.
Yeah, and you never know. He might have been in a relationship with somebody else at the Evil Queen's castle. Like, maybe the carpet was matched with the drapes and, you know, he was trying to get back to her, you know?
Yes.
Who knows?
You know, when the carpet matches the drapes, it really is quite an experience. You've got to enjoy it while you can have it.
I've often wondered, what do magical drapes do? Like, what's the point of magical drapes?
I think that they blow in to show maybe that there's trouble afoot, or maybe that the spirit is, like, in the room with you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you get a chill, whenever you're like, I think there might be a spirit or a ghost in here, the drapes will blow and say, yes, you're right, you know?
Also great for dramatic and romantic entrances. Imagine standing with your back to someone who you want to fall in love with you as a open set of doors blows the drapes up highly, and the magic and the shimmering from the drapes appears. Oh. And then you turn around over your shoulder, making eye contact.
Oh, my.
Saying, could it be us?
No.
Ooh, chills.
See, now you're looking right at me when you say that. So I wonder, are you talking about you and me, or are you talking about you and yourself?
I was going to say, he was making hard contact with himself the whole time he was saying that.
He was when he was saying that, yes.
Well, it's hard to know, Mira. Your natural ability is to show us ourselves. And,
yes.
And as you've mentioned, somehow you get lost in that. I want to see you, but it's impossible not to see myself.
I know. It's really quite difficult. I'm just trying to find myself because I do believe, obviously, I've got a voice, I've got a brain of some sort. I've got, you know, my energy and love for life, lust for life. So I feel like eventually maybe someone will see me for me. Maybe they will see my face in the mirror that is Mira, you know?
Yes, that's beautiful. What a beautiful dream. As you've begun exploring who you are, though, have you found anything that you like or that you feel you're drawn towards? Maybe a new career or Or even just like a favorite snack?
Oh, you know, when I was flying with the magic carpet, I did see in the square, the town square, a man taking a hammer and hammering on some sort of steel something, like on an anvil. You know what I'm talking about? It looked like he was making a sword or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? If I took a couple classes, I bet I could do that. You know? I was like, oh, I bet I could do that. And then I also saw people baking bread. I was like, maybe I'll bake some bread. I don't know how I'll do it because I don't have limbs, but I'll figure it out. I think I'll figure it out, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would assume, and that this is probably not a fair assumption, that you would excel mostly at kind of like verbal work, right? Like talking stuff. But that doesn't mean that that's what you have to do.
Yeah, you say it's not a fair assumption, but I think it's the fairest of them all. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? I did my job. I don't want to do that job anymore. Yes, I think I could be very good verbally, but I'd like to just, you know, try to break out of the mold, you know, free myself from the frame, as it were, and try something different, you know? Maybe I could get a little helper and tell the little helper, like, hey, you little guy, make something for me, but I'd tell them how to do it. You know?
Ooh, yeah. You're like management.
Yeah, you delegation. Yeah,
I could delegate. Maybe I would be a delegator.
Well, here's what we'll do. Let me get out a piece of parchment, and let's make you a little resume. So here.
Oh my gosh.
Arnie, you mentioned what she might excel at, so let me put on her special skills, excel. So before you were with the Evil Queen, did you have any other previous jobs?
Yes, I was a door. It was a clear door. Before they put some kind of shellac on me, I was just a clear door.
Gotcha.
And so people could see through me. So I was quite transparent. And I guess that could be like honest, you know what I mean? I didn't speak. I just stood there. And then people would push me back and forth. And I was very resilient, you know, just go right back where I came from.
Can I ask, and I don't mean to dwell on this, but what was that transition like? You know, everyone just looking through you all the time, and then suddenly your life must have felt like a big change when suddenly people are looking into you.
Yeah. Oh, it was quite hard. I didn't even know it was happening because what happened was I was a door, and then one day this woman was like waving a wand and saying words like expectorum and, you know, all these things that I don't understand. Maybe Latin? Is that the language, the magic? I don't know.
Dusidor, do you have Latin in this world?
Yes, of course. We have Latin. It's one of the most beautiful languages here in all of Foon. It's some of the words that you hear me speak from time to time when I say Eroth
Kotorakatonhathadapa. That was it.
And I heard you once say latrine. Is that Latin?
Latrine is the imperfect expectant past tense.
Semper ubi sabubi.
Not writing that down.
Ooh, ubi
Mira,
sabubi.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but I assume your first job was sand. Is that right?
Oh, yes. My first job was sand. People were always complaining. It was like I was the one that had to fit in those crevices. Why are they complaining that I'm in there? You know
and
what I'm saying?
Real, that's real, like, blue-collar work to be,
it
to
was
be
really
in crevices. Yeah, let's put this
quite
down.
Okay. Yeah, it was quite hard for me. It was not my kind of work, really, because I like to be, you know, encased in gold. I love people looking at me. I don't like being transparent. I don't like people seeing through me. I want them to see who I am. But yes, so being sand was quite dirty work, quite below me, I think. So working with the Queen was probably the highlight of my career up until this point.
Oh, Mira, you're saying, you mentioned a few times that you want people to see who you are. And I really, if we can, I'd love for us to help you with that. But if you had to guess, what do you look like?
I would say I'm, you know, tall. Probably like, what's it, 6 feet tall. Is that too tall for a woman?
That's,
I think I'm a woman.
Tall. It's tall for a mirror, certainly.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm quite tall. I like that. I like my height. So I'm tall. I'm thin, honestly, because, if, you know, Usador, when you saw me, you were like, she's pretty narrow, right?
It was very. Yes.
From one direction, I'm a little wider, but then you turn me and you're like, where'd she go? You know, from the side.
Oh yes. Basically flat.
Keeping it tight. Almost compact.
It's pretty natural for me, really. I don't eat, so that, you know, kind of cleans up the diet a little bit.
Yes, I would be concerned about that, but you're a mirror, so I'm not.
No, I don't get hungry. I just get, I get, you know, I get talky. I talk a lot, but I don't get hungry. I don't know how they relate, but they do somehow.
I don't get hungry either. I get even.
Oh, you get even. I love it.
Have you ever tried having someone just, like, smear food onto you just to see what happens?
Arnie!
Okay, listen.
That's very forward.
It's not, it's a fair question. It's a fair question because the queen, you know, she's got a bit of an attitude, right? And I told you, she got mad at me a few times. But the first time she got mad at me, she took a turkey leg, one of those big turkey legs, and just chucked it right at me.
Terrible.
I said, is that any way to treat me after I tell you how beautiful you are? And she said, well, I'm not feeling you today. And I was like, I don't care how you're feeling. What about how I'm feeling? And she said, you're a mirror.
I'm sorry, but that is abusive.
I thought so too.
And that is an unacceptable workplace. It is an unsafe workplace. But how are the benefits?
Well, the benefits were fantastic, okay. Right? Because if I ever got a little crack in me, she had the men come in and fix me up, and they were always so gentle with me. I loved them. Oh, I miss them so much. Oh, but so yes, the benefits were fantastic. She really kept me in a nice cage. She cleaned it every day. I felt, you know, very well taken care of for a mirror slave.
So if you got your crack fixed, would you have to pay anything for that? Or was that just totally covered?
Oh, no, it was covered. No, it was completely covered by the castle and I never had to worry about it. Honestly, I don't have any money or I don't make any money. So that would have been difficult if I had to pay for it myself.
And Mira, I don't mean to be uncouth, but since Arnie talked about smearing food on you, which I'm so sorry about. You said the queen changed your cage every day.
Yes.
So why did it have to be changed? Do you, how do I put this delicately? Even though you don't eat, do you leave your mark?
Do I evacuate my bowels? No, that's not the word, is it? Oh my goodness.
Excavate?
Excavate? What am I talking about? I'm learning as I go. You know I'm learning as I go.
You might have trouble with words. You might read them backwards, which has probably got to be challenging to start
with. Yes, it is. It's like, it's not dyslexia, but it's just mirroring. Yes, I look, they're all backwards, they're confusing, and I've had to learn to adapt. So yes, sometimes I do get my words mixed up, but no, I do not, I don't have bowels or any of that. I don't do that.
Sorry to ask.
Fine.
Backwards is still words.
Now, you mentioned that this queen was evil. I dislike evil. Should I go and smite her? What evil plans is she concocting?
She's got this really big problem for some reason with her stepdaughter. And I'm like, just get over it. Why did you marry that man if you didn't want to be related to the daughter, you know? It's like, if you don't want to be a stepmother, don't be with a man with a child. So she's got this weird thing with her. She's always got some kind of attitude. I think she deserves a little bit of smiting, or maybe she just needs a little bit of someone to talk to her, you know? Someone to understand her. That might be the problem. She might be lonely.
Oh, yes, perhaps we're casting her as the villain when all she really needs is a friend.
I think sometimes, you know, being a mirror, really seeing people all the time, I do think that a lot of evil people get painted in the wrong light when really they're just, you know, sad, little tiny people inside. They feel bad about themselves and that's, you know, they've got to get help.
It's very sad when people feel bad about themselves and they should get help. And they can do that right now. By listening to these ads and buying these wonderful products.
Yeah.
Wait, is this turning religious?
What's up with this guy, right?
Chunt, I just want you to come with me to the compound for a couple of days.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're back. Is that, that's how I come back from break, right? And we're back.
A weird, kind of a weird cadence.
Yeah, a little forced, but sure.
Try it one more time.
And we're back.
Why are you saying back like that?
Isn't that the way I say it?
No. Please, humor me. Try it one more time.
And we're back.
Fuck it.
Buddy, what is going on? And also your hair. It looks like party in the front, business in back. What is happening?
In the back.
Oh, boy. Let's get back to the interview.
Mira,
yes.
It's been so lovely to talk to you. And I just want to say, I am proud of you for having struck out on your own. It can be so challenging to make that sort of change in your life. And here you are excelling. What do you want to try next?
Well, I don't know. It's quite hard because I'm still a Mira, you know? It's like, if only I could meet someone that could help me become different, maybe, or change me in a different way. You know how they cast a spell when I was a door and maybe turn me into something different than a Mira?
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't know where I would even find that. Not in this tavern.
I bet we could find a sorcerer or something if we asked around.
A sorcerer?
Yeah, I once met a sorcerer who turned a pumpkin into a carriage, and the inside was the fucking nastiest thing you've ever sat on. Just like, so slimy and seeds going in everyone's mouths.
It was what the actual shit?
Don't you hate it when you get into a ride and there's just seeds all over the
seat? Oh, I hate
seat?
That.
Why would you settle for a sorcerer when you are here faced with a force of nature in the form of a wizard?
Oh, yeah.
You're a wizard? Why didn't you tell me this earlier? You could have told me this when you found me in the forest. You didn't have to carry me all the way here.
Well, I don't like to brag.
Yeah, well,
yes, you do. You do it all. Your introduction is basically 3 minutes of bragging.
What do you mean? I have never bragged once in my life. I am the most humble of servants of the goddesses. I, who will defeat the Dark Lord, who has defeated Krillbar, and makes all happy and good.
I mean, you said that all while doing the splits, so clearly there's something you need to prove.
That was impressive, though. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're definitely going to defeat the Dark Lord.
What was that?
I'm just saying, like, the Dark Lord would never get anything past you.
What? Why? What the fuck?
I'm just ribbing you, buddy. You know, the Dark Lord would never, like, pull a switcheroo on you. Never.
Arnie, you're making
okay.
It weird.
Okay.
Does Arnie know something that you don't? Is that what's happening?
That is next to impossible.
Is it really?
Yes.
It seems like he might know something.
Well, go back and listen to every other fucking episode of this show.
Well, here, look, and I'm sorry to change the subject, and please tell me if this is too personal of a question, Mira, but has anyone ever, like, stood on the side of you and then, like, lifted their arms and legs up so it looked like they were floating?
Oh, God, this again. Yes, there's been so many, you know, at parties, whenever the queen has a party, people get drunk on mead and on ale, and they stand in front of me and do the stupidest shit. I swear, it's, like, the most ridiculous. But sometimes I enjoy it because some of the suitors that come to the parties, I'll tell you what, they're quite attractive and beautiful, and I like to look at them. But no, they do these tricks. They try to pretend like there's two people, and they're like, oh, look at me. And sometimes I even say to them, you know I'm here, right? You know I can see you, and I'm talking to you. And they're like, oh, yeah, right, Mira. I'm probably just drunk. And I'm like, no, it's me. It's Mira.
You must get so many people who, like, walk up to you and, like, pick at their teeth or, like, pull something out of their nose, not even knowing that you are sentient.
Sometimes people will think, like, I think I've got something on my bum. What is it? And so they'll just, like, look in the mirror for so long. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm seeing that whole entire asshole. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why they do it, because I know the queen has told them I'm the number one special mirror that talks. She's got to tell them, right?
Where are you positioned exactly that people are looking at their assholes?
Oh, the living room. That's the craziest part. I'm right in the middle of the grand living room, right? I'm the biggest mirror. I'm quite ornate, as we've stated. And for some reason, these people think it's all right to just drop trowel and bend over right in front of me just to check to see if they've got a mole or something.
Arnie, you've told me you've never gazed at your own asshole in the living room. If not there, where?
What are you going to do in the outhouse in the back? Because that's not, we're not going to go back there.
Ugh.
No, the basement, probably.
Outhouse, good way to catch spiders.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. So yes, it's quite disgusting. It's just a part of my job, and it's part of the reason I am so excited to be done with it. I don't want to see another asshole unless it's like, you know, in a fun way.
Oh, Mirror, I don't, I'm not going to get it, but just so you know, or if you want Isidore to get it, you have some, there's like some white powder on you.
Oh my. Is that from, it's from another party. It's from another, they laid me down, right? They put the powder on top of me.
Okay.
And they're putting their noses all over it. I was like, this is so rude. Then they act like fools and they all start talking really fast and making deals and things. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Sounds like they're all hopped up on Morglob.
They must really want to do drugs if they're pulling a giant mirror off of the wall and setting it down on the floor.
6 feet tall. I'm 6 feet tall. They take me off the wall, put me on the floor. They're lying on me. They're laughing. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Just get a little hand mirror. For Christ's sakes, get a hand mirror.
Well, you know what? We kind of talked about it a little bit. And I don't know if we're going to be able to find a sorcerer, but... Magic guy, why don't you give her legs or something?
Magic guy?
Please, we really did get off track, and I would really love some legs or something.
Oh, yes. Well, if you like, I could conjure legs that are attached to your mirror form. But what I also could do...
Buttle?
Conjure, if it's past expectant?
Conjure. I could transform you into an entire mirrored lady, if you so choose.
Ooh, and Arnie, by the way, didn't you say you love Conjure? It was like Nicolas Cage and Steve Buscemi. You always talk about Conjure.
No, I was just saying I love Conjure 3, The Devil Made Me Do It.
What?
Oh, wow.
Huh?
I'm tired. I've been so busy lately.
I could transform you into a lady, or I could transform you into a mirrored tiger.
Oh.
And you could travel through the world. It's in the shape of an animal. Any animal you think of. I think you'd still probably be covered with mirrors or be mirrored.
That's what I was wondering. Is there any way to avoid mirrors? Because I'm so sick of people looking into me. I love to maybe be a little squishy.
Squishy.
Yeah, because I feel like... I don't think that's cute. I think it's more cute when, like, there's an animal and you're like, oh, look at the little animal, but then you kind of walk away because you can't see yourself in it, you know?
Yeah, my nickname's actually Little Squish. It's because I'm so squeezable.
Oh, I love that. See, I want to be like him. I want to be like a little badger.
Oh.
You're a real badger.
Well, I'm a shapeshifter, but currently I'm a badger.
Oh, well, it's adorable. I love this shape. I wish I could be like you and just shapeshift into whatever I wanted. Could I do that?
Oh.
Chunt, is there some way that you could share your shapeshifting powers with me?
Yes. Let me contact a sorcerer, and they'll be able to cast a spell without any help from me to make Mira a shapeshifter.
You don't need to contact a fucking sorcerer.
This is awkward. I think he wants to do it himself. That's the thing. I think he wants to do it.
You, sir, buddy, how about you start and just give her... She said you want legs. Let's just start there. Let's start simple. Start with legs.
Okay.
Baby steps.
Yeah, we'll work our way up to it.
Also, I've got to say real quickly, Chunt, I'm so jealous because all my life I've wanted a mirror to tell me I had a good shape, but it's just never happened.
Why don't I just tell you now? You don't want me to tell you.
Really? I would love to hear. It's so nice to hear nice things from mirrors, because usually I look in the mirror and I feel like it's saying, like, well, you fucked up again.
Oh, that's your voice in your head, you silly goose. You don't. That's your anxiety. You've got to just not listen to that voice. Listen to me telling you you're fine as heck, you know?
Oh.
You look great. You look fantastic. You're having a wonderful day. Something feels a little off about you, but other than that, I think you're nice. I like you.
Wow,
I like
that's
you.
Wonderful. Arnie, take that to heart.
Yeah, this is my job. Let me do my job for while I'm still me, you know?
You're right. Sometimes I feel like I was drawn weird, and
No.
That's just me. I should
draw.
That's just
weird.
Me. No, you know, just as a metaphor.
Oh, you're drawn? Oh, it's a metaphor. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I think you look great. I think you're the fairest of them all. That's what I say.
I don't
just say it to anyone. I mean, I do just say it to anyone, to be honest. But I say it to you and I mean it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if he was the fairest of them all, he would have split his fucking spiced potatoes with me at dinner. But
Well, it seems like I've stumbled into some trouble here.
And now you shall stumble again, for I shall conjure a pair of legs for you.
There's got to be a better segue than that.
Taroth, Akaroth, Kontaroth, Erokontroth. Chukabang!
Whoa, Arnie, look! Oh, she's got legs, and she knows how to use them.
Oh, wow. My goodness! I've got legs! This is fantastic! This mirror, it makes me feel a little bit naked almost now with these legs.
make sure they're working. Kick something.
Okay.
Ow.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to kick you. That wasn't very nice of me.
Use it, or she said she feels naked. Quick, give her board shorts.
Something like cute, though, like tailored nicely. You know, something nice. I don't want to be
tailored.
Sloppy.
Okay. Like a capri?
I'll take a capri. I mean, they're a little bit out of date, but sure.
I mean, Mira, look at him. You can't expect a real grid fashion choice from him.
Okay, I'll just fold them up or something. I'll make them look nice. I can make anything look nice.
Can I just say that Yusor once made me some capris, and I could not get the straw in there, no matter how hard I tried?
It's hard to get the straw in sometimes. You have to go the right angle.
Oh, good tip, yeah. Good tip.
Zippity-doo!
Oh, look, you have capris.
There you go.
I've got capris on. Oh, no straw for me, but look at me. Look, I can dance. Do a little jig. Woo!
Wow.
Well, how does it feel? Tell us, are they fleshy enough?
They're very fleshy. They're quite fleshy. Actually, very squishy. Nice
fleshy?
And fleshy.
Too fleshy?
No, just the right amount of squish, actually. Right, I don't want them to be too hard. That would be intimidating. I'm not ready to be scary yet.
Well, you have to earn that. You got to go to the gym if you want to get hard.
Oh, wow. Already? Yeah. I've already got to be, like, doing this stuff. This sounds exhausting. I'll be like the queen in no time, asking, do I look okay? Are my legs pretty enough? Are they skinny enough? Am I right or wrong? You know, I'm over that. But I do love them. I could use some shoes, maybe.
Oh,
some shoes.
Any heels? I would prefer heels.
Heels?
Yeah, but maybe a chunky heel, because I don't like the slim ones. They're too hard to
chunky
walk in,
heel.
I've heard.
Right. Let me think about that for a moment and...
Oh. Wow. Okay, a little buckle on them. I don't know about that. But other than that, they're really quite lovely.
Hold up. You look stunning. You, sir, can I get some chunky heels?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Look at you. Oh, yes. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Arnold, would you like a chunky heel?
I'd love a hamburger. Duh.
I called you Arnold.
Oh, Arnold Niekamp to you.
What?
Isn't that my name? That's my... Did I fuck that up?
Usually you correct me and you say, it's Arnie.
It's Arnie.
But you, sir, he also always slows down the podcast, so it's just him being him.
Right, perfect form.
Yeah, it's just me.
Mira, I don't want to be presumptuous, but do you want Isidore to give you some arms as well?
Oh my goodness, I would love to have some arms. Yes, if I have arms, then I can give you all a hug. I would love to do that. I've always heard that's really nice and sometimes unwelcome, but I'll give you a one with consent.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yusor, give her six arms so she can hug all three of us.
Oh my goodness, so many arms.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Too many arms.
Too many arms. Can you take some arms away? Take some arms away. This is too much.
Okay, just pop them off.
Oh, okay, here.
Whoa.
There you go.
Did that hurt?
All right, this is nice. I feel like these are good arms. They're a little long. I'm starting to feel a little too aware of my body. You know what I mean? When that happens.
Welcome to the rest of us.
Yes, everyone's like that. That's what I've heard. Well, here I am, a mirror with arms and legs.
Well, you look amazing.
What about a face? Am I going to get a face? Can you do that also? Is that in your realm of power?
Of course. I want to clarify.
Here it comes.
Do you want a face... or a head?
Oh, I get one or the other.
It's not one or the other, but a face could kind of go anywhere.
Oh, well, that's kind of interesting. Do you want to try to put the face on the mirror, and then we'll see if it looks weird? And if it looks weird, just tell me, be honest, and we can move it.
Yeah, do a head on top, face on mirror, and let's see how that looks.
Head on top, face on mirror. Yeah, a faceless head and a face on my body of the mirror, you know?
We definitely want to give her a head up top, even when we put the face on the mirror, just so people who are standing behind her don't feel insane.
Oh, yeah, I want them to be like, oh, we're just standing in line behind a square woman.
A squawman.
All right, this spells a little different. May I hold your hand?
Oh, of course. Thank you for asking.
Of course.
Oh, I've got a hand, and now I'm holding someone's hand. This feels good.
Mira.
Yes.
I need you to concentrate.
Oh, okay.
And think, what does my face look like? Focus on what you think you may look like. And as you focus, and the magical powers flow from my hand into yours, a face will begin to form where the reflective surface once was. Do you feel lips and eyes?
I feel
and
them.
And a brow beginning to form, a nose.
Ooh, someone's got to pluck it. It's a little bit bushy. Oh, okay, there we go. It's nice and tailored now.
Open your eyes.
Oh, no, I messed up. Why does my face look like the queen's face? I messed up.
I mean, that's a face you have seen probably the most number of times.
I know, but I don't want to look like her. I mean, she is the fairest of them all, but if I look like her, then she's just the fairest of both of us, you know? Oh, God. Can we change it?
Sure.
She's got a certain something about her.
I know, she is
say.
Quite beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, in like clearly evil, but it's kind of like works for her.
It's those high cheekbones.
I know, those cheekbones are good. She's got good bone structure. Is it good for me, though? Does it work for me? Do you feel like this is my face?
It's okay, but I feel like, yeah, you don't want to replicate somebody else's face because, yeah, the evil queen does have a certain something. Queen Jenny Se Qua. Jenny is, you know, Queen Jenny has her own thing, but you should, you know, you've spent your whole life reflecting others. You should choose something new, something unique.
Let us try it again. Here, hold my hand once more. This time, Mira, focus on every face you've ever seen. Think of them all shuffling through your mind as if it is some kaleidoscope that is constantly shifting. And then you will focus on the face that is yours and land upon the features that are only thine. And now, ope thine eyes!
Oh, it's wow. Beautiful!
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Oh.
Wow.
I did not expect a mole right there, but it looks nice. Oh, my goodness. Eyelashes, lips on point. Everything looks beautiful. Oh, oh. I could cry. If I cry, is it going to come out of my head or is it going to come out of my face on my body?
Oh, her mirror is streaking.
This is so... Oh. Thank you so much for doing this for me.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
My life is going to be so different now. I can't believe it. I can hardly believe it.
What's the first thing you're going to do with your new face and head?
I'm going to find people. I'm going to hug them. I'm going to touch them. Maybe get some smooches. I've always wondered what those were like, you know?
Nice, yeah.
They've always seemed quite nice. A little sloppy and wet. But I don't know. Maybe I could feel what wet feels like as opposed to, you know, being splattered on my surface. I'm going to kiss some people. I'm going to just, you know, go out into town and say hello and be like a regular person. And maybe I will become a steel worker and make swords and bake bread and do all the things that normal people do. Like look at their assholes in other mirrors, you know?
Oh, did you want an asshole?
No, I've seen so many, I really don't need one. Do I need one?
Okay. All right. You don't want to not have one, probably.
Okay, well, you can give me one, but let's do that later. Let me just enjoy the pretty parts first, you know?
Okay, all right, fine.
We'll do that behind the paywall. Kissing today, assholes later.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You've got to have an order. It's got to go kissing, then asshole. You know what I'm saying? It can't go the other way. So, yes, I love it. I'm just going to pounce around town and, you know, maybe if someone hits on me, I'll yell at them and then I'll feel like a real woman. This is so wonderful. Thank you so much. You are the best wizard, a sorcerer, whatever you are. You're the best at it. Not a sorcerer.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your appreciation.
Now you're kind of a mirror. You're kind of, you know, saying, I appreciate you appreciating me. That's kind of what a mirror does. You're kind of like me now.
Yes, I suppose I am. For is a wizard not a reflection of what is needed by the world that is demanded to come into existence by a... conflagration of wind and rain and birds and frogs and the goddess's will to become a champion?
How do you do the splits that low? Like, something should be broken.
Oh, no. It is broken. I just fix it all back up.
Oh.
That's the magic of wizards, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll just let her rip.
They'd probably get really stretchy after a while, though.
Yeah, but that's fun.
Oh, man, how long do I have to spend with this guy?
What?
You just said that out loud. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm just like, how long am I going to have to do this with these dorks?
Ugh. What do you mean? Hey, you love doing this show.
What the fuck? I know, but I've done this show for 4 years and 4 weeks. And
no, it's been much longer than that.
Arnie, we just gave a mirror their own life. Aren't you? This is the kind of shit we live for. Why aren't you happy?
Let me go over and look at this sundial. Ugh. If I stalled long enough, I guess, I don't know. Maybe this isn't the perk. Maybe I'm not going to stick the landing on this one, but surprise! I pranked you this whole time. I'm not Arnie at all.
Oh, what? You're Arnold? Is that what we're doing?
Don't you recognize me? I have 3 fingers on this hand. My hair is weird. If I turn sideways, look, my proportions aren't right. I'm Carfoon Arnie, Carnival Wilson, master of pranks.
Carnival Wilson, what have you done with Arnie? Know that you face the wrath of a wizard if one lie doth drip out of thine mouth.
Quick, mirror, you have arms for the first time. Punch this guy in the fucking mouth.
Oh, I would love to.
Nice one.
Oh, I got you right there, didn't I?
High five. Out a tooth.
Hey, thank you. Oh, high five. Look at this.
Look, you got paint smeared all over your hand.
Are you made of paint?
I am. I'm a paint. I was made with magical paint. Yeah. Look, about a season ago, I was made with magical paint as part of a prank on evil, like a sort of season finale switcheroo. But
switcheroo?
They used the forbidden paint. So I didn't just go away in a couple weeks. I have been alive this whole time. A weird, badly drawn copy of this dude.
At least you're self-aware.
Yeah, I think so. I've got to say, I think I have a little bit more self-awareness than Arnie does.
It wouldn't be hard, but I demand that you tell us what has happened to our good friend.
It's simple. The Dark Lord has him.
What?
The Dark Lord has your friend, and he's going to get that gizmo a job out of his brain.
The artifact.
And my job was to stall you for a while because it just seemed like it would be a sweet prank. And I think I was supposed to stall a little bit longer, but there's no way you're going to get to the volcano in time.
The volcano. There's a volcano east of here by the sea. Mira, Chut, we must go and save Arnie.
Oh, Mira, would you like to join our quest and to help us defeat evil?
Oh, this is awkward. While all of you are arguing and kind of like talking between each other, a man over at the bar, he was looking at my legs. So I said, sir, what are you looking at? And we started talking and he bought me this mug of ale.
Oh.
And long story short, I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go hang out with him. And kind of see what's over there and, like, see what that's all about.
Okay.
But you guys have fun, and thank you so much for the body. It's very hot. I look amazing. I love it.
I think you look incredible. And I hope that we hear more of your adventures soon.
Oh, of course. Yes, I'll definitely talk to you again. I won't leave you and never talk to you again. I'll definitely talk to you and tell you what's happening in my life. I'll keep you updated. Yes. You have fun. I will go with that man.
Why do people say that to me?
He's very cute, though, and I'm very thirsty and hungry for love.
He is very cute. Good luck.
He's chiseled. He looks like a statue.
I know he does, doesn't
Good
he?
Good for you.
And you look like a painting. Why is no one yelling at you or tackling you to the ground? I don't understand it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not all bad. And probably because I look like Arnie. People, like, give me a pass a little bit.
Shove! Roll up!
You do seem like a nice guy. Well, I really appreciate all of your help. And good luck finding your friend, your real one.
Good luck to you, and congratulations on your identity. I think that's one of the most important things that a person can, you know, step into. So, congratulations.
Yeah, go out there and make some mistakes.
I will. I'm going to make some mistakes. I'm going to do bad things. I'm going to regret it. I'm going to, you know, maybe break an ankle every now and then. I don't know why I'd want to do that, but I'm going to do some fun things. I'll find some fun things to do. This is exciting.
Oh, good luck to thee. And you, Carfoon, you come with us. Chunt.
Oh, that would be great.
Shut up.
Carnival Wilson ass fuck.
Look, hear me out. My job was to prank you guys. And I've done that. Look, I'm not evil. I don't really give a shit about good or evil. I'm just in it for the switcheroos. So if you want me to come along and then fight against the Dark Lord too, that would be another switcheroo. I'd be totally into that.
Stop saying switcheroo. Slap.
But then I would probably switcheroo you back again. There would be a series of switcheroos.
Now, Chunt, I have been trying all season to get someone to change from the side of evil to good, and this guy just said he's willing to do that.
If we really want to trust Carnival Wilson, then fine. But at least give him an asshole.
Oh, that was the first thing that was drawn on me originally. I mean, come on. Look, let me find a different mirror.
Okay. Hi, guys. Hey. I'm back real quick. Sorry. Do you have any money? I don't have any money. You gave me a body, and you didn't give me a dollar.
Oh, here. Or whatever, let me reach into my hat. Here's a bag of gold.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Here's some papers that are identification.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here's a set of keys. I don't know what they go to.
Oh, I hope it's a house or something. Do you have a house? Can I have your house?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Thank you so much. Oh, I love your asshole, Arnie. It looks great.
Thank you. Sorry that I put it so close to you.
It's very close. Oh, no, you really looked at it for a long time.
I just wanted to get a look.
It's okay. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going to take your house and your money. Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Why do people always say that to me?
So everything's culminating at a volcano. Well, this story has Tolkien quite a turn. Meanwhile, it's lovely when an inanimate object comes on the show and leaves a real being, while the living series regulars only seem to get more wooden. You've been listening to Oh Why Rub It In? The episode's almost over. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Mirror Mirror was played by special guest Nicole Thurman. Nicole performs a bunch of characters on the new HBO Max cartoon Jellystone, including Jabberjaw, high on the call sheet, Squiddly Diddly, and Dee Dee Sykes. But to me, she'll always be a comedy ingenue struggling to do a Baltimore accent for $81 a show. Check out Nicole's new podcast, The Scroll Down. Finally, a podcast I can get excited about, and follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Nicole Thurman. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance and pouty little facial expressions provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. I truly hope the Dark Lord doesn't end up with that transmitter in Arnie's head. We may never know who's responsible for setting this whole tragedy in motion, but I am grateful we just got rid of the one mirror on the show.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.